You know, this is, probably hasn't been the year that anyone hoped for, but the one good thing is we've had the opportunity to play a lot of young players, and that's going to pay off in the future. We've been able to rotate guys both in the starters and backups, and they're getting some valuable experience. And I'm pleased in certain areas, like especially like a player like Boddy Calhoun, who in the past three games has had six PBUs and an interception. So he continues to develop. We have, you know, DK's back to tackling like he did early in the year. So I'm pleased in some areas, and I'm looking forward to the future.
All right, let's talk about Brian Boddy Calhoun a little bit, a guy that you brought in, went to Minnesota last year, undrafted, comes in at the deadline. Now he's got two interceptions. You mentioned all the pass breakups the last couple of weeks. How has he been so effective, and what's his ceiling in your eyes?
Well, with Boddy, the first thing is his makeup. He's fantastic. The kid is here early in the morning. He meets with us extra. He does everything he possibly can to get prepared for the games. Nothing's too big for him. We've played him both at corner. We've played him some at the nickel position. He just loves football. He's a gym rat type guy, and really the sky's the limit for him. It's, as long as he continues to progress the way he's doing, I don't see why he can't be a very solid NFL player for us.
What do you think about Jamar Taylor? Because last week we didn't hear his name because they didn't even throw the ball to Sterling Shepard while he shouted him all game long. He seems to be having a nice season as well.
I think Jamar has also been a very valuable acquisition for us. I don't think people give enough credit to, in that area. He's a very versatile player. We play him both at the nickel and outside at corner. He's a tremendous leader. He's taken a lot of the younger players under his wing and showed them how to study film. He's, you know, just continues to be a pro in that way, and he's really helped the development of those young guys as well. I'm very, very happy that we have Jamar on this team.
Seems like you've been kind of searching for answers at the safety position all season, switching guys in and out, and it seems that you maybe have that answer. Ed Reynolds and Derek Kindred playing very well back there. How are they succeeding so far?
I think it's a good, with Ed and DK, I think it's a good combination. You know, Ed's got some skins in the wall. He's played some games. So having a guy out there with some experience helps. It's hard in this league when you play two young guys at the spot. Those guys are really the quarterbacks of the defense. And we put a lot of pressure on our safeties, making checks, making calls, getting guys lined up. So that's been the best duo we've had thus far. And as long as they continue to perform the way they have, they'll continue to play that way.